Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following programming is presented by Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerdy destination, and with generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show.
She's got dead squirrel fever.
It's like bird fever.
Bird flu. Dead squirrel flu.
Is dead squirrel fever a thing?
Nope, I just admitted it.
Okay.
I'm gonna go raid your ice cream.
Derpy Show.
I think I remember how your mom.
Wait.
It's in the butt.
Hold on. Derpy Show.
I will say, Chili Peppers are a great band to fuck to.
Thank you. Not anymore.
I just had a sad.
Derpy Show.
Oh, hey, I have a fever. Huh. I only started feeling sick.
What was the beep?
Our thermometer.
Oh, go ahead and take.
Was it in your vagina?
No.
I didn't see her take it out of her head.
Is it more or less accurate in your vagina?
Well, since rectal thermometers are more accurate, I'm going to go ahead and guess vagina thermometers would also be more accurate.
So why don't they make super accurate, super sexy dildo thermometers?
But I'm sure someone makes
a dildometer?
That.
A dildometer?
That's a different thing.
A therm dildoer?
Anyway, I'm sure somebody makes a dildo thermometer. No, I don't want that in my search history.
Snorlax.
And I'm Boar.
And I'm RoboJo.
And I'm Cap.
Yeah, we have a special guest today, Cap.
We're in a car.
We are in a car. This is our first time recording in a car. We have no idea what it's going to sound like when we get off of it, but yeah, get off.
Get off. Getting off the car.
But yeah, so this is kind of Derpy Show on the road because we are going to get some food.
It's a Derpy Road Show, if you will.
Oh, like an Antiques Derp Show?
Yeah, sort of like that. I can get behind that. Anyways, we brought Cap here because we're excited about trying out this new restaurant that we discovered. I don't know if it's new.
It's not.
It's old.
But it was on Facebook. Boar posted this thing about a place called Pizza Burgers. And the promise of something that lives up to that name lured us all in, hopefully not for crippling disappointment.
I hope not, because while I have a fondness for pizza, I fucking love burgers.
See, I'm more of a pizza guy, and I'm hoping the creation we get is more of like a calzone type of dish, as opposed to a burger and or a pizza, because that's really my jam. I once ate an 18-inch calzone.
18 inches?
Long. 18 inches long.
No, let's be fair. How deep was it? Like, how thick was it?
Oh, probably.
Now, you don't need to question how long and deep RoboJoe can take something.
I mean, to be fair, it was probably as thick around as my fist, at least. And I thought I was going to die by the time
I finished. So you calzone fisted your throat.
So it was slightly smaller than some of the dicks he's taken.
Hey!
Oh!
Anyway,
I envision in a perfect world of pizza burgers, two calzone like pepperoni and mozzarella stuffed little pocket calzones with a beef patty in between them.
Ooh, that's good.
Now, when I was in elementary school, we had something that was called the pizza burger, which was an abomination. Has anybody else experienced the pizza burger in elementary school?
No, you... but you went to school like 300 years before the rest of us, so... Now,
so 300 years ago, they invented the pizza burger in a Midwest...
Let me guess. It had ground beef, shreds of lettuce, and tomatoes on it.
No, it was actually...
And, like mozzarella cheese and tomato sauce?
It was actually more of a, like a country fried steak sort of a thing with like mozzarella and pizza sauce.
So it was a chicken.
Oh, like a chicken parm sandwich. Yeah,
yeah. But with beef. Yeah, it was something like that.
I feel like I might be able to get behind that.
It wasn't terrible, but it looked nothing like these pizza burgers that we're about to experience.
So have you seen the pizza burgers?
Well, yeah, there's a website.
Diligence. Okay.
There's a website. You didn't click the link?
I did click the link, but
if you didn't click the link, I don't know how I got you here.
I believe it was late at night or something and a long time ago by my standard. So
you were drunk?
Metaphorically speaking.
Now, before I clicked on the link, I was hit with a philosophical dilemma. Because I didn't know if it was going to be a pizza burger or a burger pizza. Now, let me explain. I feel that a burger pizza would be a pizza with burger toppings.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas a pizza burger would be a burger with pizza stuff on top.
Yes.
No. And I wasn't sure which one I wanted more.
Now, from the visuals, you could determine that it's more like a burger inside of a calzone. Like a really complex burger in sort of a calzone-like shape.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to trying a burger sushi fusion restaurant that should be opening in our area very shortly.
We'll get hearing rumors about that.
Yes, and their menu looks fucking phenomenal.
You are referring to Cowfish that will be opening up their second location here in Orlando soon. This is a restaurant that is funded by...
Ric Flair.
The nature boy, Ric Flair. And it's known for a sushi burger fusion. Apparently they have both sushi with burger fillings and burgers with sushi fillings.
And the menu looks fucking awesome.
Man, okay, so we've had this long-standing request. Well, I suppose by Microsoft standard, short-standing, a Microsoft request to do an episode about food. And what I want to do is I want to record, much like this, a food crawl, essentially.
Oh.
And it has to be after this thing opens because that has to be included.
Oh, but the problem is when you do the food crawl to this place, they've got like 80 different items on their menu. Well, you could do an entire like season.
Yeah, I bet.
At this restaurant.
The part of the challenge is to pick just one thing and one modestly sized thing to keep it going.
Because you've got to keep eating. Like,
yeah, you got to food crawl all night.
Or you could just wear stretchy pants and be Robo Joe and fucking eat. Yes.
Wear stretchy pants.
That's a key. That's a key.
And he wears them out.
I know. They look sort of like jeans.
I don't know.
But they're not.
Not all. No,
those are jeggings, and I don't own jeggings.
Definitely has leggings that he wears.
No.
Only for costumes.
They are meggings. Get it straight.
Okay. No. Are you denying
a man legging or a man jegging?
Wait. Joe legitimately has flannel pants that look like jeans, and they're stretchy.
They are not flannel pants. No, they're pajama pants. No, they're pajama pants, and they're just cloth, and for some reason they look like denim.
Do they look like denim?
They're pajama jeans.
No, they're not. They're cloth.
They're pajama jeans. That's a thing.
They're not denim jeans.
Here's the thing, though. There's a couple things. I've got a couple things to say about this. One is that technically denim that... Something that appears to be denim, but is in fact stretchy, is jeggings. And two...
That is the technical definition.
I do take issue with meggings, as I take issue with merce, as I take issue with anything else that's needlessly male gender. Just call it what it is.
Right. Yeah.
It's a purse. It's leggings. If you're wearing those things, just wear them. Don't give a fuck.
Just love it.
Yeah.
Now I want to know if they're jeggings or pajama jeans, because they're very different from each other.
Now...
Pretty sure they're
pajamas. Can they be pajeggings?
Sure. We can make like a combo.
What I feel I really need to know is if you wear them, am I going to want?
Future.
If you wear them, am I going to want to punch you in them?
How often do you want to punch him in the jeans?
Like every time I see him. Like.
Well, then I feel like you're going to want to punch him in the pajeggings.
But okay. Do you only want to punch him when he's wearing his nice jeans?
It's fine. It's Joe. He doesn't have nice jeans.
Listen, they're bad jeans.
He thinks they're nice jeans.
I am going to roll this car.
He thinks they're nice jeans.
Like, I'm getting out and I'm walking home. Assholes, bye.
That's different than rolling the car.
Roll, close your door.
We're on a very busy road.
At a stoplight. We could Chinese fire drill.
No.
Listen, he really takes pride in those Wranglers, so.
I'm gonna beat you to death. With
they have a leather patch on the back. How can they be bad?
Do they have a leather patch on the back?
No!
Yes, they do.
Well, typically that's the part that says Wrangler.
Oh, like the logo.
Mine don't!
He's very specific. And very impassioned about this. But let's go back to jeggings.
Okay.
I find that...
Are we talking about jeggings or pajeggings?
Jeggings. True jeggings.
Okay.
Now, while I don't appreciate, like, the male-gendered one, a male-cut jegging would be different.
But, yeah, that's the thing. See, like, the thing... I think there's a website, like, meggings.com or something, and they're leggings that are actually cut for the male build, and that's useful. That's totally useful. It's mostly just that there's this insecurity there, and I'm just like, don't be insecure. Don't be an asshole. Just go with the flow.
Because I've one of the cosplays a few characters, and I often wear, like, cowboy boots for, like, in the apocalypse.
Right.
You want to wear jeans because it's the apocalypse.
Yeah.
But you can't fit the jeans into the boots very easily.
If you get the right cut of jeans, you can.
Yeah, but I feel like the jeggings would make it easier.
That's 100% true.
I've got a question.
That's why I wear jeggings.
Are pajeggings a male or a female thing?
They are.
They're gender neutral.
Unigender.
They're just the sleepwear of the future. In case you're prone to, you know, adventure sleep, like, say, a Nemo sort of situation.
Yeah.
Well, do they have different cuts of them?
Like,
do they have, like, a female
boot cut pajegging? Is there...
Well, wait. Pajeggings are a thing that we just invented in this car,
now,
and you know that.
But
now,
can we make them?
Like, bell-bottom pajeggings?
No, Robo Joe clearly owns a pair, and he also owns a woman's robe. So I was just wondering, are these a female thing, or...
It's not a woman's robe, you asshole!
Yes, it is!
It's a unisex robe!
It's a woman's robe.
Fuck you!
Does it have darts for breasts?
It's
what?
Very,
no!
It's very high cut and tight.
It could just be for...
It's a unisex robe! I bought it in fucking IKEA!
He stole it from a Hyatt.
Well, the robes at hotels are usually for both genders, so that actually adds to his defense.
All right, well, it's what he said then.
I see the logo.
I fucking see it.
It looks like Planet Pizza from Toy Story.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, boy.
I hope they have a machine full of tiny fucking balls and aliens and shit.
I hope these guys appreciate this weird promo we're doing for them.
I hope they appreciate us sitting in the restaurant screaming into a microphone. Like,
yep.
What?
Hey.
Oh, there's a karate studio next door.
Oh, good.
That's where they go to feast afterwards to get their carbs back.
Oh, God. What has happened?
Just park right there.
Why can't I open?
The door's locked.
Why?
Because you're children.
I don't want a children.
Child safety locked
yes.
door.
After Joe opened the door, yes. I locked the doors because of you.
These pizza burgers are Colombian style. It says yes. You can. I believe they look like a ceviche burger.
And there's also a Colombian hot dog situation.
Thank you very much. Oh man, these look.
You don't have to be overwhelmed awesome. With options. Oh, thank you.
Hey, what are we going with here?
But I think they do have it.
I would think you want to be on the pizza burger page.
Yeah, but there's also crazy stuff happening here. I'm not going to get a pizza burger.
I mean, they have regular pizzas.
They have a pizza with plantains on it.
I mean, I think I have to go with a pizza. You have to go with a pizza burger. That's the whole reason we're here.
No, I know. I know.
They've got hot dogs.
They've got a pizza burger with plantains. Get the samba.
Derby Show.
Why are you trying to make this happen all the time?
I don't know.
Think about how crisp that opening noise is going to sound. It's going to sound so good.
with the light samba in the back.
Now, what I want to hear is the awe after you take your first sip.
Oh. Oh.
Derby Show.
We should describe the picture and then describe the food. The music is probably going to make this difficult.
Impossible.
It's like cut in half. It looks like you take, if it was a loaf of bread,
You cut it in half, and inside that half, it's like also a hamburger.
It looks more like a meatball.
And the french fries and the toppings. Well, it's like you bisected an entire hamburger meal and stuffed it inside a bread loaf.
Well, no. The thing is, it's probably pizza dough, and they wrap it like a calzone and then bake it in the oven. Yeah. But you said, what's really the difference between a meatball and a hamburger patty?
The shape.
Yeah, like...
And usually the seasoning, and meatballs usually have, like, egg and breadcrumbs to bind them.
But it looks very meatball-esque.
Yeah, it looks wrapped.
But it's probably just to make it fit.
I tell you what, next time I come here, if there's next time, I certainly hope there is, I'm gonna get scrimps. That the Scrimps pizza burger was just like, it was just cut open, there were just shrimp pouring out of it like gold.
I'm surprised you didn't try the ceviche.
I thought about it, but I wanted to take it easy the first time.
I mean, I'm not a big ceviche guy.
Neither am
you're,
I.
You're a big seafood
I
guy.
I love seafood, but the cocktail ceviche looks a little rough.
Would this not be fast food ceviche? And is that not a risk?
It definitely feels like a risk.
Derby Show!
I chomped a little heart squirting out of it. It was delectable.
I'm sad that that's not going to be a very clean sound bite.
I can retake it.
That's what she said.
It's not going to be organic. No.
Oh, it'll be orgasmic.
It's delicious.
These are pretty damn good.
Now, can you dock the taquinos?
You mean like...
Well, you need to have a taquino with foreskin.
Yeah,
you can. Because the ends are...
You can probably fit a nice taquino in your own foreskin.
Did we describe the taquinos? Did we not describe it?
We did not.
Okay, the taquinos, they're like 3 to 4 inch long, wrapped, sweet kind of pizza dough. They're like a mozzarella stick, bread stick.
So what you're saying is they're like a doughy condom.
They're a delicious micropenis.
Yeah.
And there's holes in them with this crackly, like the cheese is oozing out. The guava paste is so burnt that it just caramelized. It doesn't even taste like guava anymore until you get on the inside of it. And it was yummy.
That's what she said.
And
you
we're
keep
doing
trying to make that happen.
We're doing shots of strange sauces on our fingers.
The Nostra is really good, and the garlic is really good.
How's that rosada?
Don't care for the rosada.
What's rosada?
Don't care for it.
I think it's ketchup mayo, or some sort of variation. But the Nostra, which is a garlic-based sauce, is very, very quite good.
I think it does make sense to preview these before we kill our burgers with them.
Derby Show!
Hopefully my pizza burger tastes a lot like this, because then I will be very, very happy.
You'll weep joy.
Oh, come tears.
I was thinking, it was either last night or early this morning. It was this morning. What about a bunch of sperm wearing sunglasses? What about that? Really cool fucking sperm.
I'm pretty sure that's what Fonzie's sperm looks like.
Well, they don't have thumbs, so they can't do the A thing, but they can smirk though.
You
know, like Bart
Simpson.
Totally
make the tail into a thumb appendage.
No, see, Fonzie's sperm are so tough that he can jack off onto a jukebox to get it to play straight.
What?
Fonzie, he used to punch the jukebox, make it play for free, and then go, hey! And this time, he just jerked into it, into the coin slot.
Gotcha. Kane, do you want Fonzie to jerk into your coin
slot? He's a cool guy. He's got holes in his pockets, so he just, like, thumbs a little cum into the quarter slot and gets what he wants.
This is a conversation we're actually having.
Yeah. In public.
Happy Days was a very wholesome show, okay?
But not behind the scenes.
That's where they got real.
Shit was like Afterlife with Archie, man. Anybody reading that?
No.
Like, what was the,
it's amazing.
That was the Halloween Archie comic, Channing, correct?
It's an ongoing series.
Channing. Derby Show.
We can't really record much when Queen's on. At any volume.
Derby Show.
So, I'm not sure how much of the actual inside the pizza burger audio we're going to be able to salvage, because there's a lot of copyrighted music playing at loud volumes
So we were unable to get our live reactions probably in a way that we'll be able to share. However, let's just go around and see what everybody thought of it. Cap?
Okay, the pizza burger. They're gorgeous. They come out and they're beautiful. They're cut in half. It looked just like the pictures, which is to say impressive and scrumptious. However, the actual burger itself, pretty weak, I thought. Like, I don't know if everybody else, no one's chiming in here, so I might be alone in this.
Which burger did you have? Describe your burger.
I had the Mexican. It had tortilla chips, a combination of American and Mexican cheeses, kind of like a queso in there. Came with guacamole, but the thing was, like, the flavors surrounding the burger were pretty okay. The burger itself was a tasteless grease meat patty. There wasn't
really. I thought it was like seasoned and delicious.
You had pulled pork in yours.
Oh, wait, no, but there was also a burger. Where? There was burger and pulled pork.
But the juicy like flavoring of the pulled pork probably made the burger seem like it was more seasoned and juicy. Because the bite I had of his seemed pretty dry. Like
it was dry.
The flavors around the burger were good, but the burger itself seemed lackluster.
But to be fair, like, isn't it what you put on? Like, the burger patty itself almost seems inconsequential to me. Like, that's not what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, it's the full package. The meat's there to give it texture, and
I never buy two buns and a patty ever. I'm always getting a black and blue, or eggs and sour cream, you know, all sorts of shit.
But isn't there something to be said for a really just a very good plain burger?
But they're not plain burgers. You're not buying a plain burger.
Like, to me, it's part of the I didn't think it was bland. I just thought it wasn't powerful.
Okay.
And the other flavors were so good to me that I would have almost been sad that they were corrupted by too much beef.
I am actually going to split down the middle and say that while I can sympathize with Dr. Mrs. the Dirty Dickhead and say that, yes, a very good ground steak burger is a good thing, but it's a good thing in the same way that a steak is good, in that the purity and the quality of the meat are the centerpiece. However, at a place like Pizza Burger, that's not what you're going for. It's everything that surrounds it. It's like Joe said, it's the whole package.
Look at this car.
Holy fuck balls.
That is
a fucking...
You're a person that I want to be friends with.
No, that guy is a fucking drug dealer.
Don't even care.
No, you know what? A pimp named Slickback gets out of that fucking car.
Yes, he does.
A pimp named Slickback? That is gross as fuck.
Slickback.
It's
from Boondocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cav got it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Adult Swim for life.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me talk about how I feel about this pizza burger. I had the Samba.
Olay.
Which had shoestring potato fries. It had plantains. It had a little roast potato pieces, and it came with a like pineapple chutney sauce.
That was not a chutney.
Whatever.
It was a pineapple sauce.
The point being that pineapple sauce was the bomb fucking diggity. Yeah. That shit made the burger.
And I loved every bite of it. I didn't even have to force that whole thing down. I would have had more. If there was more pizza, I would have eaten it.
Pizza or burger?
Exactly.
Well, the thing was, there was a pizza ordered at this pizza burger.
Yes.
And that, for me, was what took the cake. I'll come back for the pizza. Pizza burger looks beautiful, but mine was lackluster. This pizza, though, delicious.
Yeah, it had the little, what's the Hispanic sausages?
Chorizo?
Yeah, the chorizo sausage on there with corn.
It had corn. It also had the same little potato pieces.
And it had pork chicharrones.
Oh, yeah, it had pork skin on there, too, man. Oh.
That pizza was phenomenal.
Yeah, really good. Like, really good combination of flavors.
Was there any sauce on it? Because it seemed nearly sauceless.
There was no sauce on it. I added the, like, whatever that green
sauce.
Nostra
sauce.
Yeah, that was really good on there.
See, I liked the Nostra by itself, but adding it to things wasn't that great for me. I really enjoyed mine. Like Chan, I had the I had potato straws. Mine was the Colombian. To be honest, I'm not really sure what was going on there. I'm pretty sure, like, the garlic... There was some kind of garlic cream sauce. There were potato straws. It was phenomenal. I really liked my burger. I thought it was really good. I'm not usually a big fan of, like, sweet with, like, my meats. But the pineapple sauce on the burger was excellent. I really liked the consistency of the dough. as opposed to like a hamburger bun. That really did it for me. So like there was a texture there that I really liked.
I'd also like to applaud the plating for a fast food type joint.
Absolutely.
They all of the burgers came out with little flags, and if they were an ethnic, like a country-based burger, then they had a flag representative of that country.
I think we can plate. Qualify it as a medium-speed restaurant.
Medium speed. It took about 10 minutes, 12 minutes?
Like yeah. slightly longer than, say, a Backyard Burgers or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a Backyard Burgers?
It's a chain of delicious burger
slower
restaurants.
Slower than Five Guys.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Slower than Five Guys?
Yeah.
Five Guys isn't that slow.
Five Guys is pretty slow.
Five Guys is slow enough to kick it out of the fast food category.
No.
If you have to get out of the car, it's not fast food.
You know what makes me sad
so
about...
So only drive-thru counts as fast food. So if you go into McDonald's, it no longer counts as fast food.
Chang, you're turning left here.
I'm just saying, if you've got... Like, fast food to me is, man, I gotta get something to eat on my lunch break. Five Guys, you could be fucked.
I disagree.
I totally 100% agree, and I'm also very saddened by the fact that I cannot eat there ever without killing my significant other.
That is true.
That's true.
Severe peanut allergies.
Anyway, I had the...
Nobody cares.
Caribbean.
Nobody cares.
And it had...
Was that the special?
Yes, yeah. He had yeah. the special.
Yeah, it had... I think it was bacon and pineapple sauce and pineapple chunks and pulled pork and shoestring potatoes and the hamburger. It was awesome.
It sounds fucking delicious, man.
It was retardedly delicious.
See, I wonder maybe, Cap... Uh-huh. If maybe yours didn't have as much sauce.
Yeah, that's possible.
One of the things I noticed between the three of ours is they were all very saucy yeah. versions.
You guacked it up pretty hard, though.
I needed to. Yeah. It was fucking dry.
I also was unimpressed by that guacamole.
Yeah the guac was
like,
kind of bland.
Paste.
It could have been packet guacamole.
Yeah, it definitely had no like seasoning.
So you might have just made a pizza burger foul.
I could have, and I would definitely give it another chance. But I would, if I did go back there, I would be so tempted by getting the pizza instead of the pizza burger.
Well, I'd like to point out that the menu also had hot dogs on there that looked fucking amazing.
And their hot dogs, they take them and wrap them in the pizza dough and cook them like the pizza burger.
And put fries on the hot dogs. It's Colombian-style yeah. hot dogs.
Oh, man, they look so fucking good. One had, like, guacamole and the potato straws. Man. Oh, and then they had the appetizer plate that's meat and potatoes that looks fucking great.
Wait,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think, speaking of appetizers, I think the best thing, hands down, was whatever those guava cheese...
The taquinos.
...things were.
Oh. Yeah, taquinos, man. Delicious 4-inch breadsticks stuffed. They're like dessert mozzarella cheese sticks, basically. Cheese, guava, cooked.
So taquinos.
Yeah. Like taco niños. These taco niños were muy delicioso, guys.
They were like sweet fried little babies.
Sweet fried little babies.
Oh, man.
They were just packed full of God sperm.
Oh, they were.
Well, they had... It's like guava is a flavor that I don't get very often. And I think if I overdid it with guava, I wouldn't like as much. But whenever it's like a surprise, it's really good. And it was that nice, that type of cheese that's really good for a pastry.
It was a soft kind of almost like cream cheese ricotta hybrid almost.
No,
I don't know.
I think it was mozzarella.
I think it was
mozzarella. There was mozzarella too. Was there like not three kinds?
I think it was mozzarella and guava.
It was just mozzarella.
Really?
Yes.
I felt like it was like a ricotta, like a sweet
that's,
cheese.
That's what happens when you mix something sweet with mozzarella.
Ricotta's
it takes
a paste.
On that flavor. Yeah. There's no way that was ricotta. Ricotta would fall apart.
Chick ass. Okay.
There we go.
But yeah, that shit was fucking awesome.
Surprise! Guava!
Now...
Also, I could have eaten those for dessert.
Yeah, they were great.
I could have eaten
I could have just
several
eaten like
baskets
35
of them.
Yeah. them and been happy.
Give me those and a can of Post-a-Bon and I'm set.
Post-a-Bon.
You had your apple soda, Post-a-Bon?
I love apple soda. They don't have it like very often around, you know, the United States. Which...
Just so you're aware, you live in the middle of what is called Little Puerto Rico. You could probably find that shit everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Now,
you could make it. You bake your own fucking sodas.
I don't bake any soda.
Make your own goddamn apple soda.
I could.
So, I will be honest. I came for the pizza burgers, but next time, I think I'm going to come for those arepas. Because they make these arepas, which, as we know, are corn cakes filled with cheese. And then they put that same shit that's on those delicious pizzas on the arepa.
Holy shit, pretty
amazing.
Yeah.
What day was arepa night?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. We
tomorrow.
We need to fucking do that.
A Rape Wednesday.
A rape.
A Rape Wednesday.
No, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
All right. Well, this ends the food
road trip portion.
Road trip portion.
We might reconvene in another vehicle in another road trip.
We better
portion.
Kick Cap out.
But that's it for me. Thanks for bringing me along to Pizza Burger, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
It was a pizza blast.
Tuck and roll, Cap.
Tuck and roll. Oh!
Derby Show.
So we just got finished at Pizza Burger. We're stuffed. Well, some of us are. We decided to keep this thing rolling. Mystery guest is at work, and we decided, hey, instead of just kicking Robo Joe out and having Snore and Boar Hour, why don't we go get her?
Yeah. Only this time, Robo Joe's driving, so we're taking our lives and throwing them out the window.
Also, when he said we're just going to keep on rolling, we literally kept rolling and just pushed Cap out of the car.
Dr. Mrs. the Dirty Dickhead has the hiccups.
I ate so much burger pizza that now I have incurable hiccups.
Oh, that's actually sort of accurate, because while we all had pizza burgers, you did have more of a burger pizza.
Well, it was really just a pizza. It didn't actually have anything burgery about it. Here in China, now this is supposedly fake. I don't know. I didn't read either article.
I read some headlines.
The first article was that it's now so smoggy in China that they've started televising the sunrise. And then the other article was, no, that's a load of bullshit. But I thought that was interesting.
Oh. Smog.
Smog. It's that's, so smoggy. Oh.
So I saw the smog thing and...
The movie?
There was some barrel action and there was lots of dwarves.
Legolas is still a badass.
No, he's that, not. He's shitty and everybody hates him.
And Smog was actually played by Mr. Cucumber Patch, and that was delightful.
I like that name for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him that from now on.
So I think my favorite part about the desolation of Smaug is that, so Legolas's girlfriend leaves him, so he has to lose a bunch of weight. And that's why he's skinnier in Fellowship than he is in Smaug.
Wait, like in Lord of the Rings history or Orlando Bloom's girlfriend dumped
him? No, he's saying that in Lord of the Rings, he's skinnier than he is in the Hobbit movies. So he's thinking because Tauriel doesn't love him, he decided to lose a bunch of weight.
He works out a little bit.
Yeah, so that's why he's more lithe.
Well, I mean, as we learned...
And not because it was fucking 10 years ago.
Well, he's also younger, but...
As we learned in the desolation of Shmir, he actually took up some extreme sports.
Tiptoe barrel riding, I believe, was one of them.
He was standing on someone's
dwarf,
head.
Dwarf head running.
Jumping.
No, I was actually referring to the shield sledding.
Right. Yeah, for two towers. Yeah.
Extreme shields.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sledding.
Extreme sledding.
Extreme.
It was shield sledding slash skeet shooting, I believe.
Skeet, yeah. Skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
No.
Skeeled shooting is what
it's
called.
It's a decalphalon.
Decalphalon? God damn it, a decalphalon.
Decalphalon, like the creature?
No, elf. Okay. Decalphalon.
That makes more sense.
So, can I just talk about this movie for a little bit and why I had problems with it?
Well, you're our resident Lord of the Rings expert, so I feel like you're the one that should be doing the talking.
Okay.
You haven't read The Silmarillion.
Well, that's because The Silmarillion...
It's about elves.
It's like the Bible.
About elves.
Like... It's less about whether or not you read it, more about you pretend that you do.
Ah.
I've heard that it was more like a history book for a fictional land.
It is, but it reads more like the Bible.
Like, it's very, and this elf was the son of this elf. Well, who was the son of this elf? And blah, blah, blah.
And if I remember correctly, it has verses and things.
Anyway, so getting into the desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
I'm going to overlook the obvious weird change of adding an extra character, Tariel, the female character, played by Kate from Lost.
Kate from Lost.
Can
I just say that it makes me very uncomfortable that even when we're in the car driving and Joe is driving, he still looks at the microphone as if it can see him.
It's true.
Still doesn't.
So, I'm going to overlook that because I didn't really mind her. I didn't mind the character. I'm a huge proponent for strong female characters. She's not super strong, but she is female, so at least there's something.
I don't usually like when they shoehorn in female characters, but I didn't have any complaints about her. Like, I mean, I thought she was a good character. She added to the story. It was okay.
I'm all about strong female characters, but when the source material doesn't have any strong female characters, you know what I mean? Like, when you're... Am I wrong? I've never read The Hobbit.
To me, there's a difference between we're going to make a strong female character because, and, like, make one of the characters that are female more strong. But this is a book that has absolutely no women in it. Like, zero. It's like a world where there are no women.
Do there need to be women in it?
If you're trying to sell a movie, yeah, I get that.
No.
Well, I mean, in their third world culture, maybe women just didn't go on adventures.
Well, you have to look at the time frame in which the book was written. I mean, it was written in the 30s. Like, women barely had the right to vote.
As the only female here, I personally find it more offensive that they felt the need to add a female character than to just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't necessary.
But to
change... And I don't like when they add characters that aren't there. Like, why are you adding a character? It doesn't matter if she's female or not. She wasn't there in the book. Why does she have to be there in the movie?
But to Channing's point, I understand movie
execs
being like, we have to put in a female.
Anybody who was going to go see this movie... Like, nobody saw the trailer and was like, oh, thank God, there's a female. Now I can go see this movie.
That's true.
The audience for this movie was decided years ago. This is not, like, it's really stupid.
But I'll get into my executive meddling later. This is a very powerful movie that had a lot of executive meddling. I'll get to that in a second. What I want to talk about is my main gripe with the flick. Is that Legolas wasn't supposed to be there. They put him in there to tie him together to sell more tickets. I'm okay with that. I get it.
They wanted to shoehorn in more Orlando Bloom.
Right. It's producer logic. I'm not totally against it. I understand why it was done.
And it kind of worked.
Yeah, it was all right. They do go to Mirkwood. He lived there. He's a character that we know. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
But then we add another female character to create a love triangle. So now we have two elf archers. We already established that we have two dwarf archers. In the book, do you know how many archers there were that mattered? One. Can you guess if it was an elf or a dwarf? Nope. It's a human, and his name was fucking Bard. Okay? Bard the Bowman is his name. And the problem to me is that his character is really cool in the book. And he's an incredibly impressive human. Not a Numenorean, not a Gondorian, not any of these fucking lines of king humans. He's a fucking dude. Now, his dad was the king of the Danes, but it's not the same. He was just a dude.
Did you say a Numenorean?
Not a Numenorean, a Numenorean. Amaya. No, not that.
Oh, okay.
Numenorean is what the line of kings are. That's what Aragorn was.
Okay.
Which were the rangers who were... superhumans, basically.
Yes, they lived a long time, they were very strong, etc., etc. Anyway, but, so we added all these archers in, and I feel like they added these archers, and then they went, shit, we actually have to have an archer who's the best, but Legolas is in this movie. What are we gonna do? I know, let's give him a catapult to shoot instead of a bow. And to me, that's just taking a character who's very, very, very cool and really chumping him. And that upset me the most out of the movie. But let me talk about executive meddling. So I have a theory, and this holds true on a lot of sci-fi and fantasy. My theory is the length of the opening credits is inversely proportional to the quality of the film.
Let's... So the longer the... So what you're saying is the longer the credits, the worse the movie.
Correct.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about movies that follow this pattern.
Avatar.
No. Give me a second. Star Wars, 20th Century Fox. Da-da-da-da, that happens. Lucasfilm. And then what's next? A Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away. Bam. Go straight into it. Star Wars A New Hope changed the fucking world. Had two fucking scenes of pre-credits. Perfect. We'll go to Lord of the Rings. The original Lord of the Rings was like, bam. Like the pony. And then New Line. And then it said Wingnut Films. Then it said Peter Jackson. Lord of the Rings. Bam. Like five pieces. Then we're in. Have you ever seen Aragon?
Oh, the movie.
I don't even know what that is.
The book's awful. The movie's worse.
So it's a young adult series about dragons, which normally would give Joe a raging boner.
Oh, wait. Let me go here. Aragon was written by a 17-year-old kid and is so formulaic that it is not worth reading. It is, like, you talk about how you, like, format stories and how you have parts and you have, like, archetypes of characters. Like, you have the wise old man, you have the young impressionable hero, you have the scoundrel. Like, you talk about these archetypes that reappear over and over as common themes in fantasy. It's literally like he read an article on how to write a fantasy book and just added crappy names. It's Star Wars with dragons and non-compelling story. And then the movie is even worse because they cut out entire races of people for some fucking reason. Entire races of people. It's awful. Awful.
And if you haven't seen the film, they actually give out, they show the entirety of the credits in the opening segment. Like, it's just flashing on the screen as if it was filmed in the 30s or a bad made-for-TV sci-fi show.
It was worse than a lot of made-for-TV movies.
So, is there any theories as to why this is? Because you would think that if a movie was bad, you wouldn't want your name all over it, especially at the beginning where people actually are going to see it.
You know, that's one thought. My thought is that some people know that the movie's not good, so they feel the need to help convince the audience that it's good by showing you all these people that worked on it,
so
letting you see some of the names who are going to show up.
Putting the resume on the front so you have an idea of how awesome it's going to be by reputation or whatever.
Correct. Whereas someone like Christopher Nolan starts off The Dark Knight, there's no opening, there's no credits, there's not even a title card on Dark Knight. It just fucking goes.
Yep.
It's an interesting theory.
I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
So, and you said this only applies to sci-fi?
It seems, as in my you know, non-scientific method, it only seems to apply to...
Well, you also mentioned fantasy, though.
Sci-fi fantasy.
Okay.
That's, like, and I lump comic books in there,
and
too.
And he was actually referring to his methodology of coming upon this theory, not the genre in which he was judging the movies.
By. Like, but...
Douchebag.
But I'll be honest, I do feel... I feel that
I wanted clarification. He's presenting a theory,
right? I haven't ever put the theory to test on like dramas or comedies. It could follow through, but I find that typically sci-fi, fantasy, comic book movies, they want to open and just bring you into the world.
Well, I think it could apply to other genres because I have a feeling that like directors who maybe take their movies more seriously, like it's a piece of art and not like a money-making whatever, would be more likely to just be like, here's the title card, let's go, than to have like 6 hours of, here, all of the producers who gave me money to make this movie, and here's all of the information for blah, 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 you know what I mean?
Correct, I'm right there with you. Like, I think of that, it's probably the director, and the director can really make or break a movie. But I know when I saw the film in theaters that... Even in the slightly dim, hard to make out 3D of the movie theater.
You watched it in 3D?
In 3D.
Because I wanted to see the Star Trek 10-minute preview in IMAX 3D.
Oh, for the first one. Yeah, I paid for it too.
Okay. So anyway, so I knew right away that something was bad. Something was wrong. Because it goes like Paramount. Bam. Okay, cool. That's normal. New Line. Bam. Here we go. And both of those were silent. Because if you remember Lord of the Rings, those happen, and all you hear is that... Like, it's just, like, very subtle. This one has, like, the Paramount with the whooshing stars. And New Line has it, like... And then it goes to fucking MGM, and the fucking lion roars. And then it goes Wingnut, in association with MGM and MGM Pictures and these people, and New Line. Oh, and Peter Jackson directed it. And did you know that Weta was involved? Now it's The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. And I was like, this is not a good sign. There are more people with more money making this movie together. And here's one of the reasons why less credits means a better movie. And the term is executive meddling.
But in the second one, didn't it just go straight into the movie? There wasn't as much crap in the second one. I felt like it was just the Lord of the Rings and white script, and then it went into the movie.
But it still started. But it still started with crap. All of those movie people on it. Okay. It's still there.
And any hands in the pot?
It's called executive meddling. It's whenever something is an unexpected success the first time, and you need more money to make the other ones happen. So more people throw money in, but once someone puts money in...
They want something.
They want something. They have a say. They have an agenda. They want something to happen. And some people, mainly producers, just want to add something to add something. It's probably not a good idea. They just want to leave their mark. So when that happens, things... The creative vision of the creative types becomes stifled. So your directors suffer. All these things suffer. And it's really clear to me when you see movies like... Pirates of the Caribbean trilogy. The first Pirates of the Caribbean, they thought was going to flop. They didn't put a lot of money into it. They didn't really want to, like, really... They were really nervous about the Disney branding with it. They thought that it was just going to be a schlock flick. It might make its money back, and it was just going to be terrible. And it's one of the highest grossing films of all time.
Like Lone Ranger ended up being.
Correct.
They thought it was going to be Lone Ranger.
Except that Lone Ranger, they spent too much money on Lone Ranger. They didn't spend a lot of money on the original Pirates. But because there were less people with their hands in the pot, the creative vision of the writer and the director and the actors were able to make a movie that actually had heart and actually told a good story. And then once you get more people in there, they're like, okay, yeah, we want people with squid face. That sounds cool. That sounds really cool. Oh, we want a giant chick at the end. Oh, Johnny Depp's really cool. Let's have him be, people like him being quirky and crazy. Let's, I don't know, have like 10 of him. Well, how do we justify having 10 of him? I don't know. He's crazy or he's dead. And then he's seeing himself. I gave you $100 million. Make it happen. And that's when you get the second and third Pirates movie.
Derpy Show!
Speaking of ugly shoes...
Oh, man. Oh, man. Boar's mom.
Your mom has ugly shoes?
No.
Can I just say he found your mom on Facebook and he was like, Boar's mom has llamas? I was like, don't you remember the story about Boar's mom wanting to kill the llama?
There are pictures of him as a child with llamas.
He looks like so
okay,
freaked out.
Joe just made that up because she's only had those for about 2 years.
That's what I thought.
They just fucking completely made that up.
And just stated it like it was real and you weren't going to invest it.
He just fucking went with it. Like,
no, dude, he was born on a llama.
It was like he thought you weren't going to say anything about it. The fuck?
You know the Tauntaun scene from Star Wars? That's basically his origin story, except for as a llama.
Our favorite part about Joe is when he's confronted with the situation with, I have nothing to add, or I'm not sure about my information.
He splits the difference.
He just fucking goes.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of the stuff he says is just straight up bullshit, and we don't even question it. All of it.
So what were... Oh, yeah. Ugly shoes. So. And now, another exciting installment of texts from Boar's mom. I'm going to set this up a little bit because there's a little bit of context. I had just got done getting her Amazon Prime information, and she wanted to know what I ordered. So that's a little bit of background on where he's starting.
Are you getting something cool? I bought you some nice driving mocks today. Size 10.5, right?
I got a nice new headset with 7.1 surround sound. It's almost half off, and that one rarely goes on sale, but what is a driving mock?
Shoe you wear on long trips. Very comfy. Sort of a slipper, but looks like a shoe. See? Here's some pictures of terrible-looking shoes.
Yeah, these look terrible. Like,
They are not attractive at all.
Like, let's have a girl describe them.
Yeah, they just look like tan-colored loafers.
No, they're like yellow.
They're tan-colored.
I think I described them in a later text, but continue.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be an ass. I do need some new shoes, but those need to be tried on and picked out by me or money is just wasted. Don't you like them? They're Italian. Should fit. They're usually pretty forgiving. No, I wouldn't wear those. That is a color I don't do. The style screams old psychology professor. Okay, well look in GQ, with or without socks, they scream money. I'm sending them anyway. You may change your mind after you try them on. Otherwise, pass them on.
Yeah, who am I going to pass on shoes that I don't want onto?
That's kind of
other
weird.
Than a bin. You know?
Goodwill. Maybe yeah,
exactly.
You can re-gift them to somebody.
I mean,
somebody
I'll be
like
fair.
Shoes.
I'll wear them. I'll wear them to work.
You can't really wear them to work. Well, they're kind of slippery.
You're very closer to an old man than I am. And that's been another edition of Text from Boar's Mom.
Text from Boar's Mom!
Boar's Mom texts!
This episode of Derpy Show is brought to you in part by...
From the producers of Now That's What I Call Derp comes an exciting new 12-disc box set, Robo Joe Capella! Kick back, relax, and let Robo Joe serenade you with some of the greatest pop hits of all times.
Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Oh, God. Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me, for me. Da 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 da. Hey Jude, don't let me down. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let it under your skin, and then you begin to make it better. I like big butts and I cannot lie. Your other brothers can't deny. When a round thing walks up and a big thing in your face, you get sprung. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, tell me what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, something I don't fucking know. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Somewhere over the rainbow, something something lullaby, right?
More than just hits, Robo Joe mashes up some of your favorites in a way only he can.
If you like pina coladas and getting drunk in the rain, something something by moonlight.
That's Sailor Moon!
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Da-na-na-na-na. Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Getting drunk in the rain.
Order now and we'll throw in Robo Joe's moving children's album, Joe Touches Kids.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the sky, so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, fiddly-dee-dee, there they are, all standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some the size of your head. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a cow, moo. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be riding six... something. She'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
When she comes!
But wait, there's more. Act now and you'll also get the holiday album, Jingle All the Joe!
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings, 4 leaping ballerinas, 3 French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. Nailed it! Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Dreidel, 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 we made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 we'll spin and play with you all day.
That is fucking gold. That's so good.
We'll spin and play with you all day. That was a lot of words squeezed to go very
The best part is that we will spin and then play with you. Joe, I love you so much.
Like, the best part is, though, I'm not even upset because I admittedly know nothing about music.
All this for only 3 easy payments of $39.95. Order now. Operators are standing by.
This past holiday, I visited with some folks I haven't seen in probably close to a decade. People I knew from high school. And I learned some dark secrets of my
secrets.
Past.
Secrets.
Anyway, someone reminded me of Shadow Ball Gyration and its seedy origins.
So you saw some jiggly dicks?
No.
How else would you be reminded?
Someone talked about it with words and stories.
Now, are they a fan of the podcast?
No.
Because we have copywritten Shadow Ball Gyration.
Well,
they didn't call it that.
Patent pending.
They actually said, remember how Channing was always shaking his dick around everywhere? And we recalled that there was someone who convinced us that this was a good idea. A gentleman, which he's just going to go by Tim for now. And this Tim, we began to realize, had orchestrated a numerous amount of events that involved taking our pants off and shaking our chunks.
A numerous amount?
Yes. It was an amount of numerous variety.
Okay, continue.
Anyway.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Continue.
And we discovered the Shadow Ball Gyration, while being his idea, was not the depths of his depravity. If you were a fan of the show, you may also remember Shotgun Challenge Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone remember the shotgun challenge
rule? Shotgun challenge rule is when somebody calls shotgun to get the front seat, you can challenge them by yelling shotgun challenge, and you both have to drop your pants and then race to the car, and whoever gets there first with their pants around their ankles wins.
Correct. Also, a Tim creation. Now, there's a third in the pants-off trifecta.
Now, previously, we had speculated that Shadow Ball Gyration came as a way to settle a tie in a
shotgun
challenge.
That is correct.
Okay.
But it also became a way of determining all sorts of victors. Another event that he created, which we referred to simply as boxer jogging, which was exactly like streaking, except we weren't brave enough to go full nude.
It sounds painful and a little bit disgusting, but not as bad in both of those categories as penis fork.
Which is something that Joe did.
Yes.
What is penis fork?
We've discussed penis fork.
Penis fork is you both have a penis and you both have a fork. Someone's going to win and someone's going to lose.
That's like the worst thing ever.
It is the worst thing ever.
Why would you do that?
It's Rochambeau with forks.
And penises!
Now, as we had to explain to Joe before, Rochambeau, in the way that he knows it, is the Eric Cartman version of Rochambeau.
Purely a South Park version.
Yes.
True Rochambeau is rock, paper, scissors.
So what version does he know? You stab somebody with a fork until they die?
The Eric Cartman version is...
The Eric Cartman is that first someone kicks the other person in the nuts as hard as they can, and then they reciprocate by kicking the first person in the nuts as hard as they can, and the last person standing wins.
So in your version, you stab each other in the penis with a fork for as long as you can stand?
Yes.
And this has actually happened.
My brother and someone did it.
Kale!
Why did you tell your brother to do all of these terrible things?
He'd do them.
To be fair,
I hope he doesn't ever want to have kids, because apparently he's been stabbed in the jungle with a fork repeatedly.
Shadow Ball Gyration has a more sinister root in boxer jogging. And I, to this day, do not know quite why he tried to convince only men to strip to their boxers and run around in the brisk 1 a.m. Florida mornings.
Actually, I think I was there for that, now that you mention it.
There were never any girls around.
You said there were occasionally girls around because they would take their pants off also to race for the car, and some of them weren't wearing underwear.
One girl was around, and she is a lesbian.
She doesn't count then?
Well, what I'm trying to say is that Tim was orchestrating this for this weird pants-off party with explicitly just dudes.
So he just always wanted a sausage party.
Yeah. And then he married the prudest girl we knew.
Yeah.
Now, the weird thing isn't that there's a pervy dude, because, you know, that happens. The weirdest part is that all of these other people went along with it.
No one questioned it. Tim's a charismatic guy.
There were a lot of people that went along with this. I think at one point we had a 5-man shadow ball gyration.
I think there were more than that.
There were a lot at that with one of the barbarians.
But you
battles.
Stipulated that there was always girls there at Shadow Ball Gyration.
Shadow Ball Gyration, there were always girls.
I was on board with that.
Yeah, but there were always girls.
Okay.
Because it was simultaneously about winning.
And show your junk off to the girls.
Yeah, it works.
Look, I have the floppiest junk. Girls love floppy junk. Oh, man.
Hey. So hot. Hey, the prude girl remembered it.
She remembered your floppy junk?
Did you not hear her say that?
That you always won.
She was trying not to let me know, but she was like, Janik always won. And I was like...
I don't know why you're proud of having the floppiest junk.
Yeah.
Well, if you get the biggest flop, you grow the largest.
Not necessarily.
Right?
Not necessarily. There's growers
the
and showers.
The fact that you're floppy doesn't mean that you have the ability to make it not floppy.
That's true.
Or larger.
All I know
that's
is...
That's also true.
It just means Channing is the best at pelvic thrusting.
And it's the motion of the ocean that counts. That's what they always fucking say.
Derpy show.
Anyway,
rat puking story.
Switch to feeding people food. Because rats only live 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking let them be happy during those 2 years, right? So we give people food from time to time. And usually rats, like what he would do is he'd take... like, sometimes we give him pizza crust because he'd take it and he'd hide it and we'd eat a little over time because the pizza crust would just be hard. We didn't mind eating the hard crust.
They eat hard stuff anyway.
And it's good for his teeth to eat something a little harder. Usually you'd want something like seeds, but the crust gets pretty hard, so it wasn't bad. And he liked it, so fuck it. And one day we had stuffed crust pizza, so we wanted to see if he liked the stuffed crust. Well, he grabbed it and went fucking nuts. Because rats typically hide things, but if it's something that's really, really, really good... They often just try to eat it all right then because they don't want anyone else to steal it from them. So he ate way too much cheese stuffed crust pizza.
Like just the crust part?
Just the crust. Like fucking a ton of it. And rats can't vomit, technically speaking, but they can regurgitate if they eat so much that their stomach actually overfills. Okay. So he actually devoured this fucking like whole crust of stuffed crust pizza.
Like how many pieces of pizza were the crust?
Like, just one. But that's, like, his full
that's
body.
That's
like the size
right.
of his body.
Yeah.
Then a little bit later, he was acting kind of funny. We're like, are you doing okay, dude? And he just goes... And, like, a fucking, like, mozzarella stick came out. Like, he just opened his mouth and walked backwards and just... Like, it didn't ooze, it didn't, it just was fucking, like, perfectly formed, the size, the shape of, I guess, a rat's or, like, esophagus.
Were you gonna say sarcophagus?
Sarcophagus. Call for Doris.
I just love that he opened his mouth and walked backwards.
I just love the noise every time you tell that story.
Yeah. I always think of, like, the things with a cow noise and they go, moo.
Yeah. I like the green tubes that went, bleh, bleh,
bleh, bleh, bleh, bleh. Woohoo! Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on the old iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Woohoo! Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. Woo! For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. Y'all can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment. Woo! Bunch of nerds.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Won't you stay and count with me?
Why are you counting ABCs? How many letters are in the alphabet, Joe?
28.
Yeah? 28?
You forgot about and yay.
And ampersand.
What the hell's in the ghetto?
In the ghetto. In the cold and gray Chicago morning, little baby child is born in the ghetto. In the ghetto.
It's an Elvis song, Joe. I like it. You're like, the fuck song is this?
Everybody sings it.
I'm not a music person.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.